RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
248-539-9797. Always love talking to Dan Campbell.
Yeah.
One of the things I miss about not being a regular here
is getting a chance to talk
to the coaches and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Him and AJ, they do a great job. And
it's
a little bit different this year, obviously, because the team is not in the same position they've been in the last couple of years, winning the division and you know, knowing that at least you had a spot in the playoffs. Last year, it was still competing for the one seed.
Correct.
So,
but look, the field goal thing, I'm always going to take the In certain situations, I just don't think anything, actually in life, basically, now I'm sure people also come up with different ones, you should never be 100%, 100%. There always can be a variable where you have to change your philosophy depending on certain things.
Well, okay, so yeah, that philosophy would change if all you need is a field goal to win, and fourth quarter, they're in that same position, you're going to kick it and take the win.
Right. No, I understand that. But I mean, even if the same situation
presented itself in the first quarter.
Right. If they were playing a team that had a really, really good defense, maybe I would say, you know what, this is going to be a low scoring game. I got to take points. He doesn't feel that way. But he's the head coach. I'm not. And that's OK to disagree about things like that.
Yeah. And he's got his conviction on the play that he called. And that it was going to be successful. I don't think he was calling one. I mean, anytime it's not successful, you're going to go back and say, well, maybe I could have called this one different.
Correct.
Sure, you can say that in hindsight. But in the moment, he had conviction that that play was going to score a touchdown.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I was watching, scrolling through social media, and they were going through the OPI, the first one on Tesla. But the play before that, where they threw the ball to St. Brown, or two plays before, where they got to the 1 yard line.
Yeah.
And Orlovsky was pointing out, and he circled Patrick Queen, who was, they had the Lions were stacked to the right, so most of Pittsburgh's line was to the right, and he figured out that it was going to be a screen because as soon as he went so fast and was able to make the tackle because St. Brown basically had two blockers in front of him, and he went in, it looked like he was going to score, and he got tackled at the 1 yard line. And Patrick Queen made an unbelievable play to save that game. So
yeah,
that was the right play call. But look, the play call,
their players made better plays than ours did.
The play call that was the OPI on Tesla was a great play call.
Yeah, and honestly, even if Tesla doesn't make contact, I think Amon-Ra St. Brown there may be a trailing defender, but it's still a touchdown.
Yeah, and in fact, our very own Mark Ryan pointed out that was the same play that Clemson won the national championship on with Deshaun Watson throwing.
Yeah. There's a lot of games that have been won on that play.
I know. But it was so wide open.
It was. And everybody there thought that the game was over.
Yes, we did.
And they did. They even did enough to make sure that with no timeouts, Aaron Rodgers wasn't going to have enough time to make something happen.
Correct.
So it's disappointing. It could have been a great moment, and one that quite possibly could have saved the season. But now they've got to hope that Green Bay loses out. And has there been an update on? And I know we're still midweek, and they don't play till later in the weekend. But any update on Jordan Love?
No. Or Malik Willis, he kind of injured his shoulder a little bit yesterday too, or Sunday as well.
So. Right, correct. So yeah, they're down to number three at this point.
And it looks like that the Lions will be facing Max Bosmer, is that his name, the backup quarterback
for Minnesota. Yeah, it appears that way.
Yeah. It's still. Still not.
Kevin O'Connell's still a really good coach, and you still got to find a way to score on their defense.
Yes. Now, they've done it before, not this year. Well, this year a little bit, but yeah, Brian Flores is.
He's a really good play caller on the defensive side of things.
No doubt. And the Lions, with their secondary, as you know.
Oh. Oh, what are you doing there?
I didn't touch that. What? I didn't.
Oh, it's a ghost.
Oh, my God. I swear, I did not. I wouldn't tell you if I did. I can barely reach over there. No.
Arms not long enough?
No.
How did that thing ring?
I have no idea.
Huh. Interesting. What's got a ghost in here.
Yeah.
Do you believe in ghosts?
No.
No.
I do now. You know what else I don't believe in? And I know one of these days I'll have to see it for myself or be the victim, so to speak.
Yeah.
Like O's the Mentalist, that guy.
Oh, the guy that, he comes in and he tells you what you're thinking and he comes up with all that stuff,
Well, he comes in and sees all these football players. I know he did a Goff, St. Brown, and I think it was Gibbs, the little thing. And I've seen it on Hard Knock. It's so incredible that it has to be fixed, but it's not.
Like mediums? Is that what you're talking
about? Yeah, he's called a mentalist.
Right.
Okay. You have to watch. It's O-Z. Oh, the
right, and so
he's actually went to North Farmington High School, from what I understand.
Oh, he did.
He's a local.
Oh, he's a local kid. All right. Mm-hmm. So I saw him do one with the Miami Dolphins. I think I saw it on ESPN. Maybe it was last week.
Yeah.
And he was talking to the cheetah, and they had thrown the ball
that was
around.
Unbelievable.
And the first letter of every guy that caught the ball. He put it on the list and in order, and then it came out to the anagram of the first letters made the name Cheetah, and he's the one that ended up with the ball.
Yeah.
And then his like high school friend that he had in his name or in his head, his nickname was something, and he was able to tell who that nickname was without anybody saying it out loud.
Right. It's incredible.
I will say I'm a bit skeptic on that stuff, but a couple of years ago my sister got a reading by a medium and she was like, just go do it. It was pretty affordable. And some things that are kind of like, very basic, like do you have a dead relative in this way? And it's like, okay. But the thing that got me is when she asked about something that is very specific to like mine and my deceased grandfather's relationship. That kind of got me because like it's not like it's some like dirty secret or whatever, but it's like nothing that I just don't mention because it's something that happened when I was like four or whatever.
Yeah.
Wow.
So yeah,
that stuff is incredible.
Yeah.
And I still never buy it.
I don't either.
I am the ultimate skeptic when it comes to that stuff.
Me too.
I'm not skeptical of the news when Heather delivers it.
Yep. Oh.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well, if you're hoping for a white Christmas this year, you might have to keep dreaming. So even though we saw, a strong snowy start to winter across the state this December, a recent warm up and then that day of rain really just has left us with, green, brown, muddy,
dirty snow piles.
Yeah, it looks awful. So we are going to have some more precipitation in the forecast, but it won't be enough to give us this white Christmas. And a white Christmas is officially defined as having at least 1 inch of snow on the ground at daybreak on Christmas morning. Snow must already be on the ground. So that means if an inch falls or accumulates during the day, it still doesn't count towards a white Christmas. Over the last 70 Christmases, we have had a recorded white Christmas only 31 times.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. And the last official white Christmas that was recorded at Detroit Metro Airport came in 2022. Pretty average temperatures. The record high set in 1982 of 64 degrees.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, huh. So unfortunately...
What's the temperature supposed to be on Christmas?
Get your phone out, John. I don't know. You tell me.
Asking you questions that you don't know the answer
to. You tell me.
Yeah, but turn your mic on first.
The average high temperature is 33 degrees, so I'm guessing somewhere right around there.
Thursday, Christmas Day, the high is supposed to be 39 in Southfield, Michigan.
Okay, so above average.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, yeah. Sorry.
38 in West Bloomfield.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Good day for a family walk. I mentioned that the other day, and people were chastising me about going for a family walk on Christmas.
Did you see my face? A family walk on Christmas?
Yeah, walk around the neighborhood. Get outside. No? You're not having any part of that? So no Lions game and no exercise. No walk.
Not. Give me all of the cookies and all the presents and all the toys and all the games.
Wow.
Christmas movies, yes. So the Lions fan who was involved in that altercation with DK Metcalf has now lawyered up. In a statement through his attorney, Ryan Kennedy denies the claim that any racial slurs were used. His lawyer says that, you know, while it's been widely reported, it's all false that he made any racial slurs or used any misogynistic slurs, specifically the N-word and the C-word. He says that's absolutely not true. We know now Metcalf has been suspended without pay for two games. That's a lot of money lost right there. The lawyer, though, also admits that the fan has been receiving threats and fears now for his personal safety and his family's. Getting threats online, getting voicemail threats. What,
from Steeler fans? Because it's certainly not Lions fans.
I'm not sure who they're from, but no. Apparently they're happening. And it does sound like the two actually have a history. So last year when Metcalf was with the Seattle Seahawks, he reported Kennedy for misconduct to officials. But apparently it was investigated by both teams. Nothing ever came of that. So they do have like a history with each other. Now, in terms of next steps, Kennedy's attorney says that they're exploring options. Let's get to some good news. Oh, gas prices across the U.S. are down. That's great news. The national average fell more than 5 cents, averaging $2.86 per gallon this week, which is down 26 cents from a month ago and 21 cents from a year ago. It's a Christmas miracle. Yeah. According to Gas Buddy, lower prices will save motorists over $500 million during the Christmas week compared to last year.
Somebody should tell the gas station I go to it. Last week, I literally filled up for about 30 cents cheaper than I filled up
yesterday. They
didn't yesterday.
Get the memo. Yeah. Well, sorry, John. So we talked about the best gifts, but we haven't talked about the worst gifts you've ever received. And there's a new poll that asked people to describe the worst kind of gifts they've ever gotten for Christmas. And here are the top responses. Clothes that don't fit.
Uh-huh.
And then you got to go through and do the whole return or exchange.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were skinnier than that.
A re-gifted present, cheap perfume or aftershave, fake sports merchandise, and underwear. Those were the top five worst gifts.
Underwear?
Yeah, I'll take some underwear. Put that on my Christmas list. And also on the list of socks. I'll take some socks, too.
Oh, I love,
The Boombas? Or the big...
Oh, yeah. I got them on right now.
Yeah.
They're awesome.
I'll take some socks.
They're great socks, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Check them out.
I guess it all depends on the style of underwear, too.
Just get the kind I like. It's all.
I'm not going to go there, John.
Come on, Stoney. You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about, yeah.
You're not going to go there at all?
No. I'll go with the men underwear question.
Oh.
They don't. Most of them don't have flies anymore.
What?
So you have to pull your underwear down to pee?
Yeah.
Oh.
But think about that for a moment, will you? All mine still have the fly.
Yeah, my older ones do.
Interesting.
Every time I go to buy underwear, it's like you go to Costco, you have the Puma like 5-pack, whatever. They don't have flies.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
That they're not just like you have to like cut the they're like sewn together.
You're getting the bike shorts.
No, they're not bike shorts.
No, but yeah, but the spandex tights, like, because they majority of them, I do believe, still come with the ability to.
Nope.
not have to pull down.
I'm just picturing a bunch of butts at a urinal. Like, if I were to accidentally walk into a bathroom and everyone's got their pants down.
You don't have to take it all the way down to your knees.
No.
I mean, maybe some of us.
I certainly don't. Thank you very much, Heather. 97.1.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
248-539-9797. That is the telephone number. It is the college football bowl season. John, did you watch the Potato Bowl last night? Washington State Utah State clash.
I did. I watched most of it. Yeah, it was definitely on during dinner as well. So can never get enough football.
Yes. Well, there's a game that is going to be taking place at Ford Field on Friday.
It's actually a game above.
That's right. The game above Sports Bowl between the Chippewas of Central Michigan and the Wildcats of Northwestern, representing the Big Ten. And we're joined by the coach of Northwestern, Dave Braun. How are you, coach?
Good. John, Mike, thanks for having me on. Got into Detroit yesterday as a program. We're excited to be in Detroit. Excited for our opportunity against Central Michigan.
What are some of the challenges that you face this year? Coming to Detroit, you mentioned you got here yesterday, but it's going to be over the Christmas holiday. How are you going to be able to celebrate, or your players, your program, going to be able to celebrate Christmas?
Yeah, you know, our support staff does an incredible job. You know, it's something we're really mindful of as we put our schedule and our calendar together. You know, we will get an opportunity to practice Christmas morning and stay in our routine, but, you know, remainder of the day, a lot of opportunities. You know, our players, our entire program's with us, but our players, our coaching staff, our support staff, families are here, and, you know, just have set up, you know, a lot of things around the hotel to make sure that everyone has a great Christmas Eve, a great Christmas Day, an opportunity to celebrate the holidays and spend time with loved ones.
Well, I'm gonna take a selfish moment here. One of your tight ends, Lawson Albright, he's going to be spending Christmas afternoon after practice over at my house because his dad, Ethan, was my teammate with the Washington Redskins for over a decade. So I'll make sure that he returns well-fed.
I love it. I appreciate it, John. I mean, what an incredible family. Lawson has been a tremendous player for us. His leadership, we're going to miss him dearly. And, you know, a lot of the motivation behind our entire prep for this this opportunity with the Game Above Sports Bowl and being here in Detroit is making sure we send guys out like Lawson Albright out on the right note with a win.
Meanwhile, because I did the public address announcing for West Bloomfield High School, I think Christmas Eve dinner is all going to be at Dylan Tatum's house, correct?
Yeah, you know what? I'll tell you what. It's that would be quite the haul. But you know, we do have a lot of, you know, some local guys here on the team between Dylan Tatum and Caleb Tiernan being local guys here. It's awesome for them to be back, and I know they've been pretty busy here the last couple of weeks, making sure that they can honor all the ticket requests that they have inbound from loved ones and family.
Now, I'm biased because of my relationship with them from when they were in high school, but Dylan was always one of the greatest kids, polite, all that stuff. And I know you just had him for 1 year, the transfer from Michigan State. How was his season?
You know, he's done a great job. You know, the transfer portal world, the most difficult thing about it for guys is just, you know, how quickly they're able to just like get into a groove around new terminology, new system. Dylan joined us in the summer, did a tremendous job of, you know, really getting up to speed quickly. He's been, you know, a really valuable asset to our special teams and, you know, is our backup nickel right now, doing a really good job. But his attitude, his effort, his buy-in has been something that all of us have really appreciated and had a tremendous impact on the program. He's got 1 year left here. Excited to see him continue to grow, and I know he's going to have opportunities here on Friday to have a huge impact on the game. I know he's excited to be back home to do it.
With, and I don't know how many you guys have, or if you have anybody that's opting out, that's always a part of every single bowl game, but the bowl games have changed quite a bit since I played, and you know, there's a lot of benefits for the players, and it's changed a little bit because it almost becomes a preview of what your team is going to be next year. What are the benefits that you see in getting those 15 extra practices and that extra opportunity to play a game?
Yeah, you know, I mean, John, you know this from experiencing it, and it certainly has changed over the years, but you know, first thing that I want to mention, you know, we haven't had a single guy opt out. You know, at the end of the day, this is really important to this football team to finish what they started back in January and do it as a group. It's a special group. We got a football team that's proud of what we accomplished this year and also, you know, feel like maybe we left some opportunities on the table, you know, with some close games that we felt like we should have come away with wins. And, you know, this group is really motivated to finish off the season with a win against a really good Central Michigan team. Matt Drinkle's done an incredible job with that group. We know the challenge that's in front of us. But the other benefit, as you know, is all the extra development that you get with your entire program. It's an extension, essentially a bonus spring ball. And to see the development of young players within our football program over the last few weeks is something that you can't take for granted. And the opportunity for us to really see, you know, what this team looks like at the finish of the 2025 season, but also starting to look forward to what's in store for 2026.
In watching you guys play Michigan at Wrigley Field, John obviously did the broadcast. That was one of the games. Bryce Underwood up until the fourth quarter was really good, and then you guys did a nice job on him. But the other thing that stuck out to me in that game was how good your linebacker Robert Fitzgerald was. How important is he to your team?
He's so important, Mike. I mean, he embodies everything that we're about just in terms of his development over the course of time. Understood that, you know, it was going to take some years before he got to the point where he was ready to start for us defensively. But when his opportunity came to become that full-time starter, he's absolutely thrived. He's instinctual. He's a natural football player. He does it the right way, not just on game day, but throughout the offseason and his week of preparation, tough, gritty, physical. He embodies everything that we want to be as a football program. And to see the success that he's had this year, the leadership that he continues to build on this football team, could not be more excited about his opportunity on Friday, but also having him back next year as a critical element to us chasing a Big Ten championship.
As the finality of the season, but also that look ahead that you mentioned into the 26 team, when your team takes the field at 1 o'clock at Ford Field against Central Michigan on Friday, what are some of the keys? What are some of the things that you want to see from your team? Maybe there's some improvements over what you saw through 12 games, but what is it you need to see from your team on Friday?
Ultimately showing up with great energy and physicality to start. I know a Matt Drinkel coach football team and what they've put on tape at Central Michigan over the course of the years. This is a team that in some ways we're looking in a mirror in terms of the way that they're built. They're built around running the football. They're built around great effort and great physicality. We're going to have to show up and be at our best in the first quarter. You know, offensively, you know, we've proven that we can sustain drives and move the football this year, but we got to show up in the red zone. When we get in the red zone, it's got to turn into touchdowns, not field goals. And defensively, we're going to have to find ways to stop the run. You know, Central Michigan has done an incredible job of being really creative in their run game, committed to the run game. They've sustained drives. They've kept their opposition's offense off the field. And it's going to be critical on first and second down to do a good job of stopping the run. And then, you know, we have to elevate our level of play of getting off the field on third down and hopefully find a way to create a couple three and outs to build some momentum throughout the first half.
Finally, Coach, you know, obviously you guys play Michigan State next year. What's it going to be like for you to go up against Pat? And what are Spartan fans, what should they be so excited about having him as their head coach?
Number one, they're getting one of the best football coaches in the country. On top of that, they're getting one of the best people in the country. You know, incredible hire by Michigan State. Tremendous amount of respect for Jonathan Smith. You know, sad to see him go, but the decision that they the administration made to bring Pat Fitzgerald in is a home run hire. I'm happy for Fitz. I'm happy for his family. And ultimately, you know, now understanding what we're competing against and having them on the schedule next year, we'll worry about that when we get to game week. But ultimately, it's only elevated. The Big Ten, we know the monster that we're dealing with. All of us do on this call. All of us listening to this right now understand what the Big Ten is. And at the end of the day, Michigan State just took a step in the direction of even elevating the Big Ten and the depth of the conference even more.
Well, we appreciate you joining us. Good luck on Friday, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Yep.
Same to you guys. Merry Christmas. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Appreciate that. That's Dave Braun, the head football coach at Northwestern. They're taking on the Chips Friday at Ford Field in the game above Sports Bowl.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
248-539-9797. Carson Anderson coming up next, and right at the get-go, Jared Goff will be with them right at 10 o'clock. Northwestern head coach, he was a pretty good guy. I love the fact that he knows John pretty well. He seemed to be up to date on your career. He seemed like you're no stranger.
Oh, who's that?
David Braun.
Coach Braun. Yeah, Coach Braun. Yeah, he's a good dude. He's a really good coach.
I know. I could have asked him if he had any interest in some job that's open right now, but I decided not to. But I don't think he's ready for that yet, to speak.
Yeah. Who knows?
I know.
One thing I do know about, obviously having a connection to some of the kids in his program, and having not been involved, but knowing Pat when he was there, mm-hmm. that's a high quality kid that he's coaching at Northwestern. And not just my teammate,
right.
But all of those kids are very self-motivated, driven. And one of the things that I've always said about Northwestern teams, since I played, and really doesn't matter who the coach is, they're not a team that's going to beat themselves in terms of pre-snap penalties, motions, right. All that stuff. Like, they do all the little things right. They give themselves every advantage possible. Now, they may be outmatched sometimes in terms of talent and skill, but they're not going to be a team that shoots themselves in the foot, and they always play physical.
It's because they're smart.
Yes, that's what I was getting at.
I know.
They are. And when he talks about playing physical at 1 o'clock when they take on Central Michigan, that is a very physical team. They'll hit you in the mouth.
That linebacker was he was great against you guys.
Yeah, he was. And quite honestly, their offensive line did a tremendous job of controlling our defensive line. They, like I said, they were a very physical team.
And it'll be an interesting game. I assume it'll be well attended. I mean, Central Michigan should have, 15,000 fans there.
Yeah, I'm just glad that, this week that you're sitting in that seat versus our Chip, because I don't have to listen to the whole fire up Chip's drop 1,000 times all week long.
Oh, he'll be I assume he's gone in the game.
Oh, I don't think you should make that assumption. I'm not sure.
Why not? He went to a game.
The Cookies has a very social calendar.
Well,
full.
Well, he went to a game like 2 years ago where it was like, the weather was awful, I remember.
But that's because I think he was sitting next to Rico, right? And he got special privileges.
Rico found him, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Glad
this is the last day working with you, too.
He's got to be there. It's his alma mater.
I would think so.
Bowl game?
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's not the Citrus Cheez-It Bowl, but, I mean,
It's Central in a bowl game. They're going bowling.
He's got to. It's just support your alma mater, whatever you can. I mean, I supported my alma mater yesterday. That was painful watching.
Oh, yeah? Oh, they were on TV?
They were on the ACC network, which I didn't realize we I had.
You were doom scrolling on the on TV.
I saw where they are, so I just spoke into Mr. Remote and said, Mr. Xfinity Remote, ACC Network, and then there it popped up.
Yeah, find me American basketball.
American University versus the Virginia Cavaliers. We lost by 41, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what happens when you have a small, dinky school from the Patriot League play a good team from the ACC.
How many other sports programs do they have there? Because they don't have football, do they?
No.
They offer European football?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they
football.
They went, actually, one year, it was a couple years after I graduated, they went to the NCAA championship game and lost to UCLA in like triple or quadruple overtime.
Oh, did you go to that one?
No. It was
Why not? You're an alumni.
Yeah, but it was in Seattle and I was working. If it was close, I probably would have gone. And I begged, Greg Campy knows, I've been here since 1986.
Mm-hmm.
There have been teams from their conferences who have played here. Colgate played Michigan State. I think Holy Cross. A lot of the schools from Patriot League have played either Michigan or Michigan State in basketball.
Oh, you want the Stoney special. You want American to come here.
I want America, yes. I mean, it's the one thing I do give. I give money to their basketball program.
Oh, okay.
I did go.
You're a donor.
Booster. I did go, and yeah. Mm-hmm. They need real NIL. I did go and see them play at Chrysler in the first round of the NCAA Women's Basketball Championships. They played it against Michigan.
You are a true American.
Yep, exactly. And they got their... they got waxed American big
alum.
Time.
Yes.
Exactly. We don't have much.
Yeah.
We have Willard. You know Willard, the weatherman from the Today Show?
Oh, yeah. Is that Willard Scott?
Willard Scott, David Aldridge. And
uh-huh. Yeah, he's the birthday guy.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The jam that he would always, the jar Schmucker. Of jam? Smuckers.
Smuckers,
yeah.
Smuckers. Mm-hmm. Yes. Not Schmuckers. Smuckers.
Gator.
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm all right. How is everybody?
I'm doing all right. I hear you guys are starting off with Jared Goff today.
That's right. Got a little different appeal today.
Yeah.
All right.
I think short week. Because you guys had Campbell earlier today.
Yes. Yes. Well? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's what happens when you get the short week and it's Christmas and whatnot.
So does Gator get a Goff cart maybe?
I don't think so.
No? You didn't make the cut?
I don't think so. No.
Did I hear, I was listening a couple weeks ago, did you give him a dog toy for his dog?
No, I think he gave you one for Gator, didn't he, or something?
No, I gave him a Gator dog
toy. A Gator dog.
Yeah. A couple years ago.
Okay.
It was for a wedding present years ago. So Doug and I had gotten...
chipped in together?
Yeah, a nice bottle of tequila and then a dog toy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I thought it was just a dog toy. It was just $20 toy. Yeah, you know?
His wife said, now, wait a second. I'm marrying you and you're getting a...
A dog toy?
A dog toy? What's
it was,
what
it was
the
a nice bottle of tequila
here?
That went with it. And then we got him something for when they had a baby this year, too. We got him a Cal onesie.
Aren't you guys nice?
That's so nice.
Yeah, we got a Cal onesie and something, I think a spa day for his wife.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
It's good.
Thoughtful.
You watch the Pistons last night? Did you stay up?
I did until a couple minutes in the fourth. When it was, I think it was like a they knocked it down to 7 points or something like that.
They actually took the lead.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
I
thankfully, I didn't watch. I would have gone out of my mind.
Yeah. So when I woke up this morning, one of the first things I did was wanted to check the score and make sure that they had been able to secure
finish
the win,
deal.
Which they did, yeah.
Yeah.
So they keep winning. Hopefully, the Wings will win tonight as well. What else besides Jared Goff?
I mean, that's the big thing. We're going to talk Lions and where the fans are with the game on Thursday, how you're feeling about this. And also, what'd you like to see under the tree for our teams this year? If you could put one thing under the tree on Thursday, what would it be?
Be a new offensive guard. Bright, shiny offensive guard.
I'll go with the pass rusher. It's the same thing. Yeah. All right. Carson Anderson next, 97.1.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.